Days upon days of effort had borne their fruit, yet, with the warp well subverted and the return of the Legion of Avatars looking more than likely, could it all have been a waste? Back when the ancients still had corporeal form, this world, Umara, the dense forests of Sigrana that was, generated webs of power capable of defending the entire planet against attacks from near space. Greater nodes oversaw primary nodes, each of which gathered in an array of root houses, hundreds, thousands. But all that Chaluvahar had to muster against the hostile forces building in the heavens and against the flesh and machine horrors soon to emerge from Giant's shoulder was a single secondary node and 19 root houses. When the Zeradin transported him here from Tusk Mountain, it had been unswerving in its insistence that Chell prepare the nodes, the root houses, and the artificer Yuvovo for battle. And not long afterwards, he had a visitation from the Pathmaster, his spectral form appearing even more tenuous and fragile than before, and his voice sounding scratchy and broken, like a cluster of insects.
"I agreed to come here," he had told the ancient remnant of the long-past forebear. "I agreed to prepare for battle, and the only reason I'm able to do so is the healing that I received from Avudron, not due to anything you said or did."
The Pathmaster's thin, vaporous presence, his eyes in shadow, had smiled and nodded. A faint, sibilant voice said,
"Understanding is seldom understood."
Then it had faded away, like threads of smoke dissolving in the air. Immediately, Chell had felt ashamed at the blinkered anger of his response, and now, sitting here, he felt a sting of regret. Could that have been the Pathmaster's last fleeting words to the living before finally merging with the Eternal? Seated on the stone plinth, his eyes were closed, yet his seer's sight ranged forth from the root house, from this secondary node, drawn along the essence strands, dividing when they divided, spreading to join with the other root houses, from which the entwining web spread further. The Zeradin motes that he brought were doing their work. He could sense the slow, gyring pulse of the planet rising from hard and compacted depths to the thin, uncertain crust over which organic life existed like a frail bubble. Yet it was frail organic minds that had learned how to harness the pulsing gyre of those colossal inner energies. And as Chell's awareness expanded across the web of connections, he could feel those energies. Feel the ancient webs respond to them, opening to them, drawing on them. This was the point where control had to be exerted. Were he to allow the new energies to flood the web of root houses, it would be like a beacon in the perceptions of some entities, particularly that resolute survivor, the Legion Knight. So, he had to carefully gauge the flow of energies, making sure that their permeation was gradual and even, and to keep the root houses themselves from trying to draw on this new source of fresh, vibrant power. As his awareness continued to expand, and the energy of the depth seeped steadily in, the demands on his willpower grew. His seer talents drew more and more from his essential vitality, and it seemed that the Zeradin was present, watching over him, watching it all.